I am furious at this entire situation.
Okay, he may not sound furious, but he has good reason to be angry. Don't we all? Not only is that gushing oil well an epic environmental disaster, it has sent some other pressing problems straight to the back burner, or so it seems.
The American people don't elect somebody, I think, that they don't believe can walk and chew gum at the same time. Sometimes it feels like we walk and chew gum and juggle on a unicycle all at the same time. I get that.
But can anything else cut through that gushing cloud of crude? The administration may be able to multitask, but as the president heads to the Gulf for another visit today, will he leave his agenda behind? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning to you. Friday, June 4th. I'm Miles O'Brien in for John today. He's back on Monday. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning. Always nice to see you, Miles. Let's get a check on the top news this morning. BP has successfully put a cap on the leaking wellhead in the Gulf. We don't know if it's working yet because gushing oil obscures the view. BP CEO Tony Hayward is not making any promises.
The next 12 to 24 hours will give us an indication of how successful this attempt will be.
The oil is leaking at an even faster rate right now. It's because engineers used shears to cut a manhole-sized opening in order to drop the cap in place. Meanwhile, President Obama heads to the Gulf Coast for a second time in a week. Speaking on CNN last night, the president says he is not happy with BP's response.
I would love to just spend a lot of my time venting and yelling at people. But that's not the job I was hired to do. My job is to solve this problem.
Yesterday, the White House sent BP a bill for $69 million. That's the company's first payment for the cleanup.
President Obama also postponed a trip to Indonesia and Australia later this month so he can focus on the Gulf disaster. Joining us now, David Sanger, chief Washington correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. David, how does the spill change White House planning this summer?
Well, Miles, it's already changed a once-delayed trip to Indonesia, Australia, and Guam. And you have to imagine that as they look out ahead at their summer, it's hard to imagine traveling many other places, much less taking vacation in Martha's Vineyard while this is going on.
Especially the oil could be there, for all we know. David Sanger, stay with us. We'll be back with you in just a moment.
A cargo ship trying to breach Israel's blockade of Gaza could reach the 20-mile limit later today. Israeli officials say they will not let the ship reach land. The Afghan peace conference wraps up in Kabul today. Tribal leaders are expected to endorse amnesty and job incentives to get Taliban fighters to lay down their arms. And Japan has a new prime minister. Former finance minister Naoto Kan was elected to the post this morning.
McDonald's is recalling 12 million Shrek-themed drinking glasses after cadmium was found in the painted designs. And the monthly unemployment numbers come out next hour. Many economists expect a pickup of 500,000 jobs. Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures down. The Dow gets underway at 10,255. S&P opening 1,102. NASDAQ opening at 2303.
Coming up later this hour, Bill Gates, both of them, senior and junior. They'll join us in studio to talk about how to find success in both your business and how that could start with your family life. That's later this hour. And we've got a conversation started with you. It's what's the one thing that you think makes your family successful? Austin in Farmington Hills, Michigan texts us, I'm 19 years old. My family was never really successful as a whole until we learned how to communicate with each other, maybe by text. You can text your suggestions to us. Text the word TAKE to 69866. You might have to pay for that texting. More on with the Gates, both of them, later on in the show. In a few moments, we're going to talk about the president's busy agenda and multitasking. How do you make priorities when you have some really important things on your to-do list?
Text.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.